Warriors-Cavs Game 2 of the NBA Finals, a Sunday evening highlighted by a strong night scoring and sharing at Oracle Arena. The Warriors, 57% from the field with 28 total assists. Stephen Curry, just tremendous, fueling the attack with a game-high 33 points and 9 three-pointers. Kevin Durant delivering 26 points and 9 rebounds. Klay Thompson adding 20 points while hitting 3 trays. Draymond Green, tremendous defense, 8 boards and 7 assists, as Sean Livingston, a solid 10 points off the bench with 5 boards in 15 minutes. Add a dozen points in the start from JaVale McGee, and the Warriors lead throughout on the way to a 122-103 win, taking a 2-0 lead to Cleveland. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
First question right here in the front, Art.
Yeah, Steve, Art Spander. Everybody's going to talk about Steph's wonderful offense, but I would think that you and the staff would look at Draymond's defense as one of the keys of this game.
Yeah, the defense in general, not just Draymond, but KD and our young guys, Looney and JB and JaVale did a good job. We just played a more intense defensive game tonight than we did in game one.
Third row in the center.
Coach, was this Steph's best game you've ever seen in a finals, and just what was your reaction to his performance?
It's hard to think back to all the games, but he was tremendous, and 9 threes and seemed to hit a big shot every time we needed one. He was fantastic.
Tim, all the way in the back left.
Steve, all the way in the back. Tim Reynolds with the Associated Press. Even though you guys have been in this position so many times, obviously, how hard do you have to hammer in the message the next couple of days about not letting 2-0 be a reason to let the human condition kick in and relax a little?
Right. I think because we've been here several times, I don't think I'll need to say much. The guys in the locker room, they already know that. They know how hard it's going to be in Cleveland.
Monty, back right.
Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. Steve, can you tell us what went into the decision to start JaVale at center?
Just to get a little more scoring in that position. You know, JaVale is so explosive and just with the way he runs, he gives us some pace, gives us some energy. So I thought he did a great job.
Do you think that, was this also part of just getting a better start based on the way you played in game one?
Yeah. I mean, the pace that he brings and the energy that he brings is important for us, and he helped us get off to a good start.
Tim in the middle.
Steve, Tim Calcom, The Athletic. You mentioned Durant didn't have a great game. Durant mentioned he didn't have a great game. What did you see? What did you emphasize from him in this game, and what did you see?
Just activity. I thought defensively he was fantastic tonight. He was getting after it. Game one, I didn't think he played his best defensive game. And, Kevin is going to probably have 26 points whether he plays well or not. I mean, that's how talented he is. So he's always going to score. It's not about scoring. It's about the defensive intensity. It's about his work on the glass. And I thought he set a really good tone for us with his defense early in the game.
Mark.
Mark Schwartz, ESPN. Steve, when Steph takes these circus shots that are impossible for anybody else to make, how deflating can that be for an opponent?
I don't know. I've never played or coached against Steph. We feel a lot of joy when he makes them, so that's not a question for me.
And as far as Clay, he said yesterday that if the game was Saturday, he probably wouldn't have even played. Did you ever think you would get 34 points from him and that kind of, force in the paint?
Clay? I didn't know he had 34. He didn't. He had 20.
34 minutes.
20. Oh, 34 minutes. Yeah. He felt much better this morning, and that was a great sign. Yesterday, I thought there was a question about whether he would actually even play. And overnight, he got much better. He had a good training session with our staff this morning, and so he was ready to roll, and he said he felt good out there.
Sixth row in the center.
Hey, Steve, kind of straight ahead. Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press Democrat, hoping you feel better about this question now than you did pregame. But it looked like maybe there was an effort to get into LeBron a little earlier in their possessions. What was the thinking there, and how do you think that worked out?
Well, I think I mentioned yesterday, he was very comfortable in game one, and I thought we at least made him somewhat uncomfortable at times. I mean, just you got to do your best. You got to pressure him. You got to know he's going to end up with 30 points and a triple-double and all that stuff, because he's that good. But we just made things a little more difficult for him tonight.
Right here in the front.
Steve, Ryan Leong, Associated Press Broadcasting. When you look at the stats, was this a pretty complete game for you guys? 57% shooting, 41 or 42% from three. You had very limited turnovers and almost 30 assists.
Yeah, we played really well tonight. You know, there were a few things that bothered us in the second half. A few defensive breakdowns we'll take a look at on film. But overall, it was a really good, balanced game. Good defense, good intense defense, and excellent offense. So, yeah, we're happy with the way we played, but we know this is it's just getting started.
We're going to go last three over here and on the side.
Steve, Joe Musso, CBS Sacramento. A couple times today, the margin got down to four and in that area, but it still felt like you were in control. Did you feel like the team had control from whistle to whistle tonight?
I did. But, you know, Cleveland is always going to make a run, and which they did in the second half. And I can't remember what they got it down to, six or seven, whatever it was. But it's the finals. I mean, it's supposed to be hard. You got to withstand that kind of stuff and keep playing and keep going, and I thought our guys did a good job of that.
Anthony
Slater with the Athletics. Really, since this maybe Midwest final, Steph has done a lot of those kind of pass and then run into the corner threes. Did you guys see something that, you know, suddenly he's always had it, but it's really been unlocked the last, you know, five games or so?
It's just something that we do, something that he does well. You know, we like to move the ball, and so when guys give it up, they do a good job of relocating and trying to find some open space.
Mark, last one on the right side.
Steve, Mark Medina, Barry and News Group. So far in the finals, what do you think has been key for Sean Livingston's efficiency?
Sean's been here now. You know, this is his fourth finals, and he just looks comfortable out there. And he's been great. He's been rock solid at both ends, and he's just, you know, taking what's there for him. And I thought, you know, just the scoring that he gave us off the bench and the defensive toughness and rebounding and everything. I mean, he's a guy who gets it. He understands how to play.
And now as this series shifts to Cleveland for games 3 and 4, there are several ways for you to hear 24/7 coverage of the Warriors while on the road on our station, Warrior Sound. The radio button in the top right corner of the team app will get you Warrior Sound 24/7, as will our homepage at warriors.com/sound. Plus podcasts in the Apple Podcasts app and the iTunes Music Store are ready to download. Just search Golden State Warriors for the very latest. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound. We'll be right back.